the Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
They say that when you grow out of the teenage, it's like being expelled from paradise. You can't ever go back. But you can recall that time of your life in the misadventures of Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in a neighbor's living room.
Look out, Henry, look out. You don't know how to work it.
Homer, will you please keep your hands off this darn thing?
Won't you even let me pump it?
Sure, I'll let you pump it when it's your turn. Now, just keep your feet out of the way.
See that, Henry? See that? You don't even know how to start.
I do, too. Now, look out. Homer, did you push something? What'd you do that for?
I didn't do anything, Henry.
Are you getting along all right, boys?
Why, yes, fine, Miss Farrell. Fine.
Are you sure you know how to work a player piano?
Oh, yes, sure. We're just trying to find which...
Now, here, let's see whether you have this roll of music in right.
The trouble doesn't seem to be with the music, Miss Farrell. It's more down here around Henry's feet.
Yes? Now, wait a minute. This lever here is what you started with.
Oh, that.
And if you want it to go faster, you press this.
Oh, yes. Here we go, Homer.
Oh, you're doing beautifully. If you need any help, just call.
Yes, Miss Farrell.
Oh, gee whiz.
Why did it slow down, Henry? Let me play.
I've got it under control, Homer. Now, listen, Homer, that's a nice thing to do. Push me right off somebody's piano stool.
I didn't push. I just wanted to sit down and play it.
Boy, you might have broken my ankle.
Listen, Henry, which did she say was the lever to start this?
You go ahead and figure it out for yourself. Gee whiz.
Is this what I press, Henry?
Imagine, you've taken piano lessons all this time, and you don't even know how to play a player piano.
Just as if I didn't know. Well, gee whiz.
See, that is going backwards.
I like it backwards.
What do you like about it? Listen, Homer, you shouldn't throw it from reverse to high like that.
Henry, let me take the curve.
Hey, stop, boy. Homer, stop.
What's the matter? I'm not breaking it.
But look out the window. Who's coming down the street?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Henry.
Who is she, Homer?
Who is she? That's Ethel Moffat. And, boy, is she a good-looking girl.
Is that Ethel Moffat? Oh, I didn't recognize her.
Of course you didn't. She took the bands off her teeth last week. Boy, I've been trying to get a date with her ever since. Do you know her real well, Henry? Because if you do, boy...
Sure, I know her. Sure, I know her. Wait till I open the window.
Ask her in.
Hey, Ethel!
Hello?
Hello, come on in.
Oh, I can't, Henry. I've got to get down to the store. What are you doing?
Why, Homer's playing the piano.
Who is?
My friend. Homer, come on over here to the window a minute. I want you to meet somebody that's outside.
Who, me, Henry?
Ethel, this is Mr. Brown in here.
Hello.
I'm pleased to meet you, Miss Brown. I mean...
I didn't know you played the piano.
Oh, sure, he plays. Homer, go on back and play that piece for him.
Now, listen, Henry.
Go ahead, don't be bashful. I'll listen to you from out here on the lawn. I'm crazy about music.
You are? Well, okay, maybe I will.
Play it loud, Homer, so she can hear it out there on the lawn. Hear that, Ethel? Hey, Homer, give it the word.
Okay.
My goodness, I never heard anything like it.
Didn't I tell you? Hey, Homer, play it fast.
Okay.
Gee, Ethel, isn't he good?
He's beautiful.
There, that's all I'm going to play. My feet hurt.
What'd he say, Henry?
He says that's all he's going to play.
Goodness, Homer, I didn't dream you were so musical.
You didn't?
Did you know I play the violin?
You do? Look, how'd you like to go to the movies tonight?
Oh, I don't think I could go tonight very well. But I'd be glad to have you come over to my house if you'd like to.
Okay, sure.
And maybe you could play the piano a little.
At your house?
Yes, yeah, sure. Why don't you go, Homer, and play for?
Now, listen, Henry.
Gee whiz, you can play duet.
A duet? Homer, do you know the Blue Danube?
The Blue Danube?
I play that.
Sure, Homer can play anything.
Listen, Henry, I cannot.
You've been taking lessons for 10 years, Homer.
That's only because my mother's stubborn.
Homer, I guess you're stubborn, too. You just got to come and we'll have a whole night of music.
I know, but gee whiz, listen.
Mary, could you come into the living room a minute, please?
Just a minute, Henry.
I'm tired. telling you, Henry. I'm telling you, it's no use.
Listen, Homer, you're crazy about the girl, aren't you? And you want her to like you, don't you?
Well, why can't she take me for myself without my piano?
What is it you want, Henry? What's the matter with Homer?
Mary, can you teach Homer how to play the Blue Danube?
I guess I could. Homer, could you come over sometime?
I'm here.
What's that?
I've got to learn it by tonight, Mary.
The Blue Danube by tonight?
Yes, he's got to play it for the Moffat family.
What's that?
For the Moffats. For the Moffats. Homer's crazy about the oldest girl.
Homer, you can read music, can't you?
Not anything that's any good. My teacher's always kept me in the classics.
She has?
Sure. For 2 years, the only thing I've even been allowed to touch is Paderewski's Minuet.
All right, then. Why not play that?
I can. Gee whiz, do you think I'm a genius?
And besides, Mary, the special request is the Blue Danube.
Sure. The only thing I can play is this.
Go on.
That's all there is.
Homer, you mean after 10 years, that's all you can play?
Henry, don't you understand? Up until this happened to me, I didn't have any interest in music.
Well, my goodness, Homer, if you can play that much, you can certainly play the Blue Danube. Here, I'll show you. See that? It's easy.
Is that all there is to it? Go on, play some more. Well, gee, I ought to be able to do that. How do I start?
Here, Homer, give me your left hand.
My left, Mary? My left isn't as good as my right, my teacher says.
Well, we'll start with the left. Now, Homer, you try it alone.
Sure, Homer.
Okay. Is that right? Is that right?
Henry!
Wait a minute, Homer. Homer!
Henry!
Yes, Father?
What's going on down there?
Why, Mary's helping Homer get ready for the Moffat.
It what?
The Moffat. He met Ethel.
Whatever it is, tell him to stop it.
Listen, Mary, there's no sense in your trying to teach me.
But we've just started.
I know, but look how long my teacher's been working on me. Henry, please call Ethel and tell her I'm sick.
Why? Gee whiz, after fixing this whole date up for you? Homer, if you don't go over there and play, you'll just make me look ridiculous.
Well, how do you think you'll look if I do play?
Do it. And Homer plays the piano so beautifully.
No, Ethel, I'm sure you'll understand. And it'll be very good practice for you to play with someone who really knows music. Now, put your violin under your chin and follow me.
Mother, I can't possibly do it.
But of course you can, dear. No great violinist ever talks while he's playing. Ethel, why did you tell Homer you'd play with him?
Because, Mother, I think he's the nicest boy I ever met, and I must have just lost my head.
Well, that's certainly quite a way to lose your head.
Would you like to look at the evening paper, Sam?
No, thanks, Alice. I have something else to read here. Where's Henry?
He went out a little while ago.
Well, Alice, do you mind if I bring up an old question once more?
What's the matter, Sam?
Do you really feel that Henry gets very much from his association with Homer?
Why, Sam Aldrich, do you realize how many worthwhile things Homer is really interested in?
Frankly, no.
Why, he loves music. And tonight he's going over to call on some girl that likes music just as much as he does.
Yeah?
Mother!
Yes, Mary?
You know who it was Henry was talking to on the phone just before he went out?
No, I don't, Mary. Why do you ask?
Why, Mother, he was talking very low and making plans to do something I just know he shouldn't be doing.
What's that, Mary?
Yes, he was, Father. I heard him say he'd be in somebody's house right across the street from someplace looking out the window. And if somebody got into some kind of trouble, he was to go to the window and pull down the shade and Henry would see it and do something.
Mary, may I ask what it is you're talking about?
Now, Sam, the whole thing is perfectly clear. If Henry had gone with Homer instead of where he has gone, you wouldn't be sitting here worrying about what he's going to get into.
Good evening, Homer. Won't you come in?
Good evening, Mrs. Moffat.
We're so glad to see you. I don't know when we've looked forward to anything so much as we have to your coming over tonight.
You have?
Yes. Now, won't you take your things off?
Why, I don't think there's any sense in taking them off.
Well, you can't play with your coat and gloves on. Here, let me have them.
Well,
hello there, young man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Moffat.
Well, they tell me you're something pretty special on the piano, my boy.
They do? Well, gee, I'm not really that good, Mr. Moffat.
Well, come on, let's go in the living room.
Is Ethel here?
Ethel?
Ethel? Oh, yes, my goodness, where is she? Ethel! She had a splitting headache before dinner. Oh, Ethel!
Oh, well, look, in that case, don't you think I might just as well go? I mean...
Mother, is he here? I mean... Oh, Homer, I didn't realize...
glad you were here.
Oh, gee whiz, Ethel, I was hoping...
I have the worst news for you, Homer.
You have?
What do you think happened? I just discovered a few minutes ago that every string on my violin is broken.
It is? I mean, they are. Boy.
But now, Ethel, they couldn't be all broken.
Yes, they are, Mother.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Right over there in that table drawer, there are a lot of strings.
Not anymore, Father. They all got thrown out by accident.
Well, that's too bad. Let's go to a movie.
Now, young man, we've heard Ethel play the violin, but we've never heard you play the piano. Come on, sit down now and give us a treat.
Yes, dear.
Well...
Now, go on, Homer.
Well... Gee whiz.
Is something the matter, Homer?
No.
Well, Homer, that was very good.
You like that? Would you excuse me a minute while I pull the window shade down?
The shade? What do you have to do that for?
The street light outside. It's shining in my eyes.
Oh, I didn't realize. Of course.
Do I hear anything?
Do you hear anything, Homer? What is it?
Wait, isn't that strange? I thought I heard the telephone.
Really? Eve, did you hear the phone?
No, and I don't believe Homer could have heard it either. The phone's been out of order all evening.
It's out of order? And you mean... Oh, boy.
Homer, were you expecting a call?
Why, no. Just in a way I was.
Now, come on, Homer. Let's hear the Blue Danube. You didn't need coaxing like this morning. My goodness, you just ripped right into that piano.
Oh, I don't need coaxing. It's just...
Now, young man, all I've heard all day is Ethel telling how you know your music. Now, come on.
I know, but...
Where are you going now, Homer?
That window shade is hanging crooked. I want to let it up and pull it down again.
Oh, Homer, did you hurt yourself?
I'm all right.
Steve, get the poor boy out from under that shade.
I can get out from under it, Mrs. Moffat. Gee whiz.
Homer, what are you waving that light in front of the window for?
Oh, am I waving it?
Yes, dear, and if I were you, I'd put it down before you break it.
Yes, ma'am. Gee whiz. Well, I guess you want me to play the piano, don't you?
That's right.
Well. Did I hear something?
Just the piano, dear.
There it is.
Yeah, that's the doorbell.
It is? It's the doorbell?
Father, whoever it is, don't answer the door until Homer is playing.
Now, Ethel, we can't do a thing like that.
Oh, all right, I'll go to the door. But, Homer, don't play till I get back.
I won't.
Hello, what's the matter with your telephone?
I mean,
where's Homer? Where is he?
Why, Henry, he's in the living room.
Oh, hello, Henry. Boy, isn't this a coincidence.
Listen, Homer, I've been trying to get you on the phone. You've got to come out with me right away.
I have? Okay, where's my coat?
Now, Henry, Homer's just starting to play. You can't have him till he's finished.
But, Homer, you should have been out here long ago.
Is it something pretty serious, Henry?
Boy, I'll say. Now, get your things on.
Well, we'll just have to take Ethel's word for it, Homer, about how well you can play.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Moffat, you don't have to worry about that. Boy, when Homer sits down at the piano...
Come on, Henry.
Do you know how long he studied music, Mrs. Moffat? 10 years.
10 years?
That's right, Mr. Moffat. That gives you some idea.
Come on, Henry.
And, gee, you ought to hear him tearing a Paderewski's minuet.
Really?
Henry, will you come on?
Goodbye, Homer.
Goodbye.
Nice young man.
Yes, Steve. You know what I think? The program committee has been trying to get somebody for the women's club meeting this Friday, and he's the very person for us to have.
Oh, Mother, that'd be wonderful.
We're going to have some readings, and Mrs. Hardy's going to give a talk on native flowers, and a solo from Homer would be just the thing to top it all off.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Thank you.
Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich and his friend Homer Brown. Just because Homer led his girl into believing he was musically inclined when he was really operating a neighbor's automatic player piano, he has now received an invitation to play a solo at a meeting of the local women's club. The scene opens in Homer's living room. His mother is speaking.
Homer, I don't want to hear the subject even mentioned again.
Yes, Mother.
You're going to play at that meeting of the women's club, and you're going to do a very nice job of it.
But, Mother, why not look at it this way? Doing a thing like this to me could make me hate music forever.
Homer, do you realize what this whole thing means to me? For 10 years I've been coaxing you. I've been begging you to keep on with your lessons. And now, right out of the clear sky, somebody suddenly appreciates you, and you want to say no to them.
But don't you realize Miss Snyder gave me up as hopeless? She said she wouldn't even give me lessons anymore.
And that's why I want you to go into this concert with your chin out and show Miss Snyder.
Oh, boy.
Well, now, don't take that attitude, dear. When I think of all the money we've poured into Miss Snyder...
Oh, boy.
And before you do anything, please answer the phone.
Yes, Mother. Hello.
Hello, Homer. This is Henry.
Gee whiz, where are you?
I'm down at Robinson's Music Store. I think I found something for you.
What is it?
It's called Learn to Play the Professional Way in Less Than a Day.
What's that? In less than a day?
Sure. And you've got a day and a half. Boy, you're sitting pretty.
Well, gee. Does it cover the Blue Danube?
Wait a minute. I'll look in the book and see. No. No, there's no Blue Danube.
None at all?
It gives you Mary Had a Little Lamb.
What's that?
And Flo Jelly Sweet Afton.
But no Blue Danube.
What's the difference, Homer? The Sweet Afton's a river.
But the point is, Henry, I've started to learn the Blue Danube, and I don't want to switch rivers practically in the middle of a concert, do I?
Homer!
Just a minute, Henry. Yes, Mother?
Could you answer the door, please?
Okay, Henry, I've got to go. Goodbye.
Homer, I thought I asked you to start your practicing.
Mother, I was talking on the telephone. I was trying to make a decision about which river.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Brown. Hello, Homer.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Moffitt. Won't you come in?
Hello, Mrs. Moffitt.
My goodness, I've never been so upset in my life. I came right over to tell you.
Really? What's the matter, Mrs. Moffitt?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. We've set the announcements out for the program and everything, and now I learn that we can't have any piano where we're meeting.
What's that? No piano? Well, gee...
Well,
no piano at all?
Well, really, Mrs. Moffitt, I don't see how they can just calmly announce a thing like that when Homer's been planning to do this and getting ready for it ever since you invited him. Oh, why don't you go down to Robinson's Music Store and ask them to loan you a piano? They'd be glad to do it.
They would?
Now, wait a minute, Mother. I mean, how would you get the piano over there?
Your father can loan you one of his trucks. And you can get Henry and some of the other boys to help you move.
I know, but...
Now, Homer, where there's a will, there's a way. You're going to get that piano, and you're going to play.
Will you have some bacon?
No, thank you, Alice.
Now, dear, don't sit there and sulk just because I want you to go to that concert this afternoon.
Alice, I am not sulking. I simply want to point out that you're asking me to sit through a program in which I'll hear some readings, a talk on native plants, and Homer Brown play the piano.
But, Father, it's for charity.
Yes, and I've supported that charity nobly for 7 years, but this is asking too much.
Hi, Henry.
Gee whiz, Homer, is that you?
Yes, sure.
Good morning, Homer. This must be quite a day for you.
Boy, I'll say. I didn't sleep a wink last night.
We're all looking forward to that concert.
You are. Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
Good morning.
Henry, could I use your phone a second?
Sure. Come on out here in the hall.
Will you have some breakfast, Homer?
No, thanks. I couldn't eat a thing.
Who are you going to call, Homer? Who are you going to call?
Ethel's mother. There's just one possible chance. Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 212.
Elm 212.
Henry, come back and finish your breakfast.
Yes, Mother. Homer, I'll be right back.
Hello?
Hello. Is this you, Ethel? This is Homer.
Oh, hello, Homer.
Look, could you tell your mother it looks as though we can't have the piano?
Oh, my goodness, why not?
Well, we can't use my father's truck, see? It's a pretty new one, see? And, well, he's afraid the piano would scratch it.
Oh, Homer, what are we going to do?
Well, what I was going to suggest was, why don't you play the violin?
Oh, I? Play the violin?
Sure, at least you wouldn't have to haul it in the truck. And listen, Ethel, would you like to go to the movies tonight?
To the movies?
Sure, but I don't think I better call for you. I'll meet you down at the movies, see?
Oh, but Homer...
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Henry.
Homer, did you get it all fixed?
Boy, I'll say. Boy.
Homer, are you sure you won't have a little breakfast with us?
Wait. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Aldrich, I think I would enjoy a little.
Well, dear, you take this plate out in the kitchen. You'll find some scrambled eggs.
And get me some, too, Homer.
Okay. Boy, do you know how I suddenly feel? I never felt better in my life.
What happened to Homer?
Sam, I think Homer has a right to feel rather pleased with himself today.
Now, Henry, don't you wish you'd gone on with your music as I begged you to do?
Well...
Down in the bottom of your heart, Henry, don't you wish just a bit you were in Homer's shoes?
Well, I...
And, Sam, it's really your fault as much as it is Henry's.
My fault?
Yes, dear. If you'd backed me up 5 years ago, then you'd be hearing Henry instead of Homer when you go to that concert this afternoon.
What do you mean when I go to it?
I'll answer the phone.
As a matter of fact, Henry, I think it's a shame for you not to try the piano once more.
Hello?
Hello. I want to speak to Homer Brown.
To who? To Homer?
Yes, sir. To Homer.
Hey, Homer!
Why, Henry, what is it?
You want it on the telephone.
Gee, where's it? It isn't Ethel's mother, is it?
No, it's some man.
Well, here, hold my eggs. Hello?
Homer, may I ask just what this is all about?
What's that? Who is this?
It's your father. Have you been spreading rumors behind my back?
Spreading what, Father?
When did I ever tell you that I was afraid a piano would scratch my trunk?
Oh, did they say that?
Mrs. Moffat just phoned me here at the house. And Homer, your mother says you're going to get the boys together and go down to Robinson's music store and get that piano. Understand?
Yes, Father.
And you're going to play at that concert. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Father.
Here are your eggs, Homer.
My eggs? What would I do with those?
To. In fact, up to now, we've enjoyed our entire program, I'm sure. Before introducing the next number, however, there will have to be, I'm afraid, a slight intermission of a half a minute or so. So if you'll just excuse me, I'll have to step backstage and make sure about something.
Sam, what do you suppose the trouble is?
Alice, why did we have to sit right down here in the front row?
Because, dear, I thought it would please Homer's mother.
Look at Will Brown over there in the next row. Anyone would think Homer was something wonderful.
Now, Sam, can you blame him? Perhaps a year from now, you'll feel just as proud as he does.
How do you say that?
You see Miss Snyder over there? I just had a talk with her, Sam, and she's promised to come over to the house tomorrow so Henry can start his lessons again.
What's that, Alice?
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I may as well tell you quite frankly what the trouble was. For some reason, the piano we're trying to borrow was not delivered when it should have been. However, I'm very pleased to announce that I have some good news for you. The boys have arrived with the piano, and if you'll bear with us for another half minute, they'll roll it onto the stage.
Sam, there's Henry.
I see him. Don't point, Alice. After all he's doing is pushing the piano.
I know, dear, but he hasn't any necktie on.
Alice, why doesn't Homer help push the piano?
Because he's probably saving himself.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure we're all going to have a great deal of pleasure in listening to one of our town's forthcoming musicians, shall I say. Homer Brown, whose selection will be the Blue Danube by Strauss. But perhaps I should say by J. Strauss. Homer, I'll turn the rest of our program over to you.
Rebroadcast of the Aldrich Family is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.